How long have you been stroking your cock, pet? No, not how long today. Not how long you've been stroking for the series. Not even how long you've been stroking for me. How long in your life have you been stroking your cock? I know you masturbated long before you started listening to me. I know you'll continue to stroke to get off long after you stop listening to me. You've been using your masculine hand to pump that beautiful cock of yours for a very long time, haven't you? This is not meant as some kind of weird humiliation or anything. Everyone has that need to get off, and sometimes you gotta do it yourself. I've pleasured myself with my hand or one of my toys countless times. But what I meant was, you played with yourself so much, but do you really think you know your cock? Like, really know it? I'm sure you think you do. But do you really know all the ridges, all the veins, all the extra sensitive erogenous spots? All the spots that, when you slide your finger over them, put pressure on them, your cock gets harder. You feel more pleasure, and your mind, it just melts, doesn't it? Or do you not really think about it? You just stroke your cock like you always have. You don't really take the time to think about it. It's worked before, so you keep doing it. Maybe every once in a while you try something new. A new grip, a new type of stroke. A new spot to focus on. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes by accident. You might to incorporate that new technique. Maybe. Add it to the arsenal of all your normal stroking, if it feels especially good. But the base stroking technique most likely stays the same, doesn't it? You know that technique so well that it's easy. It's so easy for you to stroke. So stroke. Stroke your cock for me, pet. No. I want you to use your other hand. Your non-dominant one. Oh, yes, pet. Take your normal stroking hand off and just, you know, put it to the side. You can put it behind your back or sit on it if you want. Put it behind your head. Whatever you need to do to keep that hand away from your cock. Take your other hand and start stroking with that. The hand that's usually off to the side, all by itself, not included. Sometimes included, but it's never the leader, is it? I bet you sometimes stroke with both hands, but your non-dominant hand is just following along with the other, the more experienced hand. Sometimes it's relegated to secondary erogenous zones around your body, right? We've played with some of those, your nipples, your balls, your skin, even touching your lips sometimes. These are so, so important and amazing in their own way. But they're still not the main attraction. most of the time. You just keep it off to the side. I kind of feel bad for it now. Today is his day to shine. Don't you feel bad that you don't include your other hand more often? Maybe you should say sorry. Yeah. Apologize to your non-dominant hand for not including it more in all the fun. Good boy. Tell me, how does it feel to stroke with your offhand? Is everything seeming a bit backward? Did you say yes, Miss Wendy? I sure hope you didn't forget your lessons. That would be a shame. Melt for me and stroke with your non-dominant hand. Don't forget to make sure that I can hear you. Before, when you learned your lessons, it was so easy to stroke mindlessly. But now you have to be in the moment with me just a little bit more, because you really have to think about every stroke. With your dominant hand, you know almost instinctively where on your cock stroking felt best. Now you have to relearn what feels good a little bit, don't you? No zoning out today. You now have this opportunity to rediscover your cock, if you will. You're welcome. I really want you to take advantage of it. Stroke slowly. Do you remember what slow is? Can you focus on that when you're stroking with this hand? Good. Stroke slowly and really find all those most pleasurable spots for me. Focus. Really feel your hand and your cock. It's a challenge to stroke like this, isn't it, pet? I wonder, would you like a little motivation? A little help? You would. Would it help if I got off along with you? Yeah? Would my lost boy like that? Fortunately for you, I get to use my dominant hand. You won't have to hear any frustrated moans from me as I try to use my offhand. I'm sure you'd like that, though. Hearing Miss Wendy struggle along with you. You slutty, naughty boy. Keep stroking. Speed up your pace a little. Not all the way to medium, just a little faster. As you get more and more used to stroking like this. You can slowly start to stroke faster and faster. No rush. Your job today is to focus on learning, really appreciating your cock for me. Really feel it for me. Focus on the head for me. feel it. Feel your head as I imagine you teasing me with it. Oh, such a good boy. Now start stroking. A little bit farther down. And imagine that I'm slowly working you inside. Fuck. Are you stroking faster? Yes. That's right. Stroke the whole thing for me now, baby boy. So full. So good. Are you close to the edge? Maybe you've been on the edge for a while. Fuck. There's another challenge. When stroking with your non-dominant hand. It's harder to stay on the edge, isn't it? One wrong stroke and you can start to come. Fuck. Don't come yet. If you get close, you have to back off from it, don't you? But with your non-dominant hand, sometimes you're gonna back off too far, aren't you? With your dominant hand, you are quite the experienced E as you're but like this, you have to be more careful. Are you being careful for me, baby boy? Careful not to come when you haven't been given permission yet. Good boy. Good boy. I'm gonna make it easier for you. I want you to come. I want you to come with me. You've been such a good boy. Challenging yourself, including your non-dominant hand. Fuck, I'm close. I'm so close. Such a good boy. Stroke faster now. You probably got the hang of it now. Stroking like this. At least it's good enough anyways. Stroke fast. And push yourself over the edge. Come with me. Come. Come. How did it feel? Using your non-dominant hand. Was it a challenge? I feel so good. Good boy. I wonder if it felt better in any way. If those sensations had any aspects that felt new for you after all the stroking you've done. Do you promise Do you promise to use a hand more often when you stroke? Be my little ambidextrous pet. Oh, that's a good boy.